But the first comment up was from Big Fatty.
Big Fatty!
Who said,
"Cunt. Cunt."
And if you haven't listened to...
"Cunt. Cunt."
You really should give it a listen. There is a link on my blog. I listen to every episode he puts out. And up until today's episode...
"Cunt. Cunt."
I've known every single Memory Lane theme that he's played, but I finally heard, he finally played one that I didn't know and never heard of before.
Cunt. Cunt.
So I finally felt a little bit better, especially because some of them were quite old.
Cunt. Cunt.
But I was looking around on the...
Cunt. Cunt.
Today, and I'll tell you why a little bit later, and I noticed that...
Cunt.
Cunt. It was number 21 in Australia of, out of 100 Personal Journal podcasts today. And of course, I was not in the...
Cunt. Cunt.
Myself. Yes, well.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is, oh, well, it is, hey, it's episode 70 of the BFO for Thursday, May the 8th, 2008, whippersnappers. Coming up on today's show, I'm going to try to find my teeth. Where are my teeth? Where are they? Oh, Lord. Well, hello, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, and I hope you enjoyed yesterday's very special edition of The Gays. Now, y'all, when Mr. Vader and I were doing the LFC, you know, there were many times that we had fuck-ups and everything, and y'all, it was like old town week, old home week. When we were recording yesterday's show, and I just want to play you about a minute's worth of audio while we're getting ready to record. Think of these as the ruination outtakes, if you will. So let's go back and listen to the beginning outtakes of yesterday's show.
Brick Potter. Can you hear me, Big Fatty?
I can.
Because, you know, I have rigged it up.
All right.
Hold on. You're not coming out of the headphones.
Oh, Lord. I knew it would be ruined. Meh. Meh. Meh.
Keep talking.
This is the Big Fatty. Hi, I'm Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Hello. Hello. Oh, Lord. It's ruined.
Okay. It's because I had the headphones plugged into the microphone.
Oh, you are so fat. Okay. All right, are you ready?
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Okay, I'm just making sure that the levels are correct.
Well, you know, I'm not worried about the levels, so.
Correct.
That's not really important. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. Y'all, can you believe Mr. Vader?
I had the headphones plugged into the microphone jack.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, you know it's bad when Big Fatty is the one that is doing all the technical computer hootenanny stuff. And I mean, it's almost like we've traded places and stuff like that. Well, anyway, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Mr. Vader, and if you are unaware, he also made an appearance over on Archer's Ustream cast for that Archer does on Tuesday nights, so you might want to go and listen towards the end of that, because he actually does a little chitter-chatting over there. Now, the one thing I did not get in yesterday, because it was the gays, was some Memory Lane music. So let's go ahead and plug that on in, shall we? Plug it. Well, y'all, today's Memory Lane music music. Your clue for today is going to be, let's see. Oh, yeah. It featured a moose. Y'all, did you recognize the theme from Northern Exposure? When I said moose, you probably thought Rocky and Bullwinkle, didn't you? I know you did. That's what first comes to mind when you say moose. Northern Exposure was an Emmy Award-winning drama comedy series. Is that a dramedy or a camara? Camara? Camadamara. I don't know. I don't know. And anyway, it won all kinds of awards and everything. And it was kind of a culture clash thing where a New York doctor was transplanted into the fictional town of Sicily, Alaska, where he was paying off his loans and all. And anyway, it starred Rob Morrow as Dr. Joel Fleischman. Barry Corbin was in it. John Corbett, Jeanine Turner, and several other folks. And y'all, it was just a quirky, 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 quirky show. And you can get that in over at the Amazon. I think a lot of people have those Amazon wish lists and everything. But anyway, the show started out as an eight-episode summer replacement series on CBS in 1990, and then it returned for seven more episodes in 1991 before it became a regular part of the network's schedule in 91, 92, 93, and 94. And for those three seasons, it was amongst the top 20 shows. In its last season, from 94 to 95, it included a gap during May sweeps when CBS broadcast other programming. Whoop-de-doo, whoop-de-fucking-doo. But all in all, there were 110 episodes. But y'all, really was quirky. So anyway, if you want the definition of quirky, that's where you go to get it. Now, y'all, I have spoken to you since last week about a truly, truly important announcement that was going to be made here on the BFO. And we've had to go through a lot of logistics and some overseas transatlantic communications and all to have this happen. So, y'all, you're probably going to want to get a pencil and paper for this. So if you want to, in fact, let's just play a little bit of the Jeopardy music while you go and get your pencil and paper. All right, everyone, I'm going to play this very special announcement at this time, and then I'll be back and give you some more details. So here we go.
Hello, loyal listeners of the big fatty podcast show and others. This is Queen Liz. You are hereby cordially invited to join me and my veg for high tea on Saturday, June 7th at 3 p.m. at the Grand Floridian Resort in Orlando, Florida. A fine selection of delectable savory treats and jams and assorted teas and alcoholic beverages will be served. So please, join me and my veg by contacting the BF and letting him know if you'll be attending. Reservations are required, as is my veg. Ta-ta for now. Hope to see you at the tea. Goodbye.
Well, thank you, Your Majesty, and we certainly hope that all of our friends and fellow podcasters will be joining us for the special afternoon tea during the Gay Days. It's actually going to happen on that Gay Day Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Grand Floridian Hotel, and y'all, you absolutely better be there for this, because if you're not, you are going to miss out on the event of Gay Days. Now, for us to be able to make proper arrangements for everyone, if you are planning to attend, you need to send me an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com no later than Monday night. That's May the 12th, okay? Monday, May the 12th, or you can call the voice letter line and let me know that you will be attending. Now, you do not need to RSVP. If you cannot attend, however, you are welcome to call the voice letter line if you cannot attend, and just tell us how distraught you are that you will not be able to attend. Now, y'all, this is not a come and gawk event. This is an event where you will come and we'll all have a proper tea with Queen Liz, and she has accepted to this event, okay? I just want you to know Queen Liz has accepted to this event, as well as her... excuse me, as I get all choked up when I start to talk about Queen Liz's vag, but her vag has also accepted to the event, so you do not want to miss out on this. Now, Big Fatty, so I don't spoil the surprise for folks before they hear the announcement being made, at noon today, noon Eastern time, on Thursday, the 8th of May, I'm going to post an invitation on the BFO, and it lists the different selections of afternoon tea that you can select, and then they have some a la carte items as well, which are not there. But if you want to, you can look on the Grand Floridian site and kind of get an idea of what their menu is. But it, y'all, it is not inexpensive. I will tell you that it's going to cost you between, oh, I don't know, $10, $15 up to about $25, depending on what you have, plus your tax and tip, and there will be proper gratuities at this. This is not something Big Fatty is paying for. It's just something that Queen Liz has asked me to handle the details on, as she and her vag will be coming to the Gay Days and would love to see you. So if you want more details on the specifics of all this, you can go over and check the BFO at 12 noon today, Thursday, May the 8th. Okay, there's our big announcement. We hope many of you will be able to join us for that. But again, you need to respond by Monday the 12th of May, by the end of the day. All right, and y'all, I've got a couple of voice letters.
Hello.
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 Hello. Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty, this is David, host of That Blue Jeans Guy, and I was thinking something about the show today, you know, at least the show where you had the message from Taylor the Latte Boy that scared the crap out of you. I think I know a way I can possibly help you with that. See, you know, of course, my ability to summon crickets and my ability to, well, put people to sleep and extend the length of your show for way, 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 way too long. Well, I think that could actually be a very good weapon against Taylor. So if you would consider possibly paying room, board, travel for me to go to gay days with you, wouldn't anything else, I'm sure there's a Publix around there somewhere, I should be able to just talk around Taylor the Latte Boy and put him to sleep, even though I'm sure he's very hopped up on caffeine, and you can enjoy your time at Gay Days. So I wouldn't ask for anything else. So if this sounds good to you, just get back to, in touch with me, okay? Well, I will be talking to you later, oh wise fat one, and have a good day. Bye.
Well, you know, David, I really hadn't considered that, but now that you've made such an impressive offer to me, I think that basically I'm going to have to say... Well, our next voicemail today is from my eldest daughter. It's the middle child, but the eldest daughter. And I just want to remind you that Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. And, you know, she is about to become a mother. So here is Holly.
Hey, Dad. It's Holly, your eldest daughter, the middle child, the Jan Brady of the family. I've been thinking about it, and I think that the issue you have with Taylor is, Taylor the Latte Boy, is that the baby, Nessa, is in love with him, and it's always kind of hard to lose the baby of the family, and I think maybe that's the issue. So, that's all. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Oh, those kids, they make me so proud each and every day. They're always looking out for each other. And Holly, you may be right. I just don't want the littlest ones leaving the nest. I guess that's it. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from me today, I want to pause for a moment and say a couple of things. Several people are having birthdays during the month of May, and I don't have a complete list in front of me, but I know that there's lots of them. And, you know, if you're actually having a birthday in May, you can celebrate it again in October because that precedent has been set. But the person that is having who had a birthday yesterday was Auntie Vera Charles, and Auntie Vera turned 52, and she and I are going to get together here very soon, probably next week, and talk about, oh dear Gussie, well, very much like Auntie Vera's life, our time is running out here on the BFO for today, but Auntie Vera and I are going to get together next week, and we're going to chat about the good, the bad, and the ugly of getting older, and I have a feeling, and this is just the BF throwing it out there, I think most of it is going to be the good and the ugly, and the there's not a whole lot of bad, but we'll see. Now, I remind you again, you have until Monday evening to RSVP to the Fat One if you're going to be able to join Queen Liz and her Vag for proper English tea during Gay Day weekends. And I will see you tomorrow for Friday. Bye-bye. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.